This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, I did just hear Jimmy Garoppolo coming to the Raiders. This is going to be very, very cool, especially since Jimmy Garoppolo is one of the sexiest beings on this earth. I can even imagine running into him at Walmart. It's going to be so I'm going to have to start dressing up when I go to Walmart. Oh, my gosh. Jimmy Garoppolo is coming into town. That's going to be awesome. I'm all excited. All right. So before we get to that, that's the best news I've heard all day. We have a diet problem. The majority of your guys' diets is fake food. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. You're not eating real food. You're eating fake food. And we wonder why we have heart disease, cancer, stroke, pancreatic cancer. We're aging funny. We're losing our hair. We're losing our teeth. You're not eating real food. And I'm not the only one that believes this. There was a study that's coming out of the University of North Carolina found 60% of food and drink items purchased at grocery stores by Americans are now processed. This is up 10% by 2001, despite a lot of public health campaigns. But this processing, which I designated a while back as you have the minimally processed foods like your vegetables, fruit, grains, meat, and dairy, which should be your whole diet. You got your processed culinary ingredients like your olive oil, butter, sugar, salt. I'd rather you use olive oil than the others. Then you have your processed foods like your cheese, your canned fish, your canned beans. And then your ultra-processed foods. Your ultra-processed foods I call fake food. That's your frozen meals, your soda pop, your junk food, your salty snacks, your sweets, breakfast cereals. And we keep seeing that the majority of Americans have in their diet ubiquitously these sort of coloring agents, artificial sweeteners, preservatives, and it's bad. This stuff is bad, 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 bad. And the reason why we have to send warnings out is prices have gone up. And trust me, you know, I'll drive by fast food and I could get $4 burgers. I think In-N-Out, you could get a $3.69 burger. So if I wanted to feed a family of four, I could do that under $15. Yet I go to the grocery store to buy the meat, to buy some whole grain buns, to cut up some lettuce and tomato and onion, and I try to grill the burgers myself. I'm spending $60 on groceries. That's a problem. Our junk food is cheaper than our real healthy food. The grocery stores are getting ridiculous. This 9% inflation, now down to 6% inflation, baloney. I'm seeing things 50 to 100% higher than they should be. When I try to buy a loaf of bread, it's $5.69. Are you flipping kidding me? $5 gallons of milk? Come on. It's ridiculous. And so I'll try to buy what's on sale. But still, I bought groceries, I didn't get out of there for $152. That's a lot of money. No wonder people are like, you know what, I could get a pizza. The other day we ordered a pizza. I'm guilty of it too. We didn't want to spend a lot of money. I was too tired to go grocery shopping and I didn't want to spend $150 at the grocery store. So I told hubby, you know what, just get a pizza. Pizza cost us $15.74. Now, I had vegetables at the house, so I said, everybody grab a handful of spinach. Here's some grapes. Here's a banana. But the pizza saved us money. We have a big problem because we cannot be living on pizza. We cannot be living on junk food. We cannot be having these artificial sweeteners. When you take a look at Skittles, they're brilliant in their colors. Their colors are exquisite. That doesn't mean it should be in your body. That doesn't mean your kidneys want to metabolize it. It doesn't mean your liver wants that stuff in there. And then artificial sweeteners. Look, I'm Gen X, so I grew up in the 80s. And I saw, I don't know if it was Cheryl Teagues or Christie Brinkley or I don't know what supermodel was drinking a Diet Coke or a Tab. And I'm like, wait a second. I will look like them if I drink diet soda. Diet soda tastes like crap. Diet soda has no culinary value. And yet, we drink it because we want to avoid sugar. Artificial sweeteners could be worse for you than actual sugar. You shouldn't be drinking soda pop. Why are you drinking soda pop? Now, I get sometimes you can be a little nauseous. Sometimes you want to settle your tummy and you want that little bit of a fizzy. I get that. But when parents serve their kids mac and cheese and throw a 2-liter Coca-Cola bottle in the center of the table as their beverage, what nutritional value are they getting? And I said, you know, we're worried about our SNAP benefits and the money, and if the money's going to run out. If we're spending this money on junk food, no. Every child, every family needs to be given vegetables, given lean meat, given dairy, given whole grains. Let's stop it with the fast food. Let's stop it with the breakfast cereals. Breakfast cereals are not a healthy form of breakfast. Okay, if you want your child to be healthy, give them an egg white or an egg, give them some tomato, put some fruit on there, and a whole grain muffin. That is a good breakfast to send a kid out on. Nobody's going to do that. They're going to be like, go eat your Lucky Charms. We have a big problem where all we're eating is fake food, and because the food gets so many commercials and media time and aisles in the grocery store, we think that that's about, when the commercial says, all part of a balanced breakfast. Like, this is a balanced breakfast. No, it's not a balanced breakfast. It's fake food. Stop it with the fake food. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a little bit of breaking news. We are being told that a Russian fighter jet has crashed into American Reaper drone over the Black Sea. And it brought down the unmanned aerial vehicle. This is according to the U.S. military. The U.S. military said one of two Russian fighters clipped the propeller of a drone, forcing the U.S. to bring it down in the area of intense NATO military activity close to the Ukraine war front lines. So, yeah, I guess we have eyes there. I mean, I would, too. I would be watching every single thing that Putin does and reporting it back. But not sure if this escalates tensions even more. I don't think Russia is going to even mess with us. They know they're going to get their butts kicked. But they say that our MQ-9 aircraft was conducting routine operations in international airspace when it was intercepted and hit by a Russian aircraft, resulting in a crash and complete loss of the MQ-9. It's according to U.S. Air Force General James Hecker. He oversees the U.S. Air Force in the region. They said, in fact, this unsafe and unprofessional act by the Russians nearly caused both aircraft to crash. He said, saying the incident follows a pattern of dangerous actions by Russian pilots over international airspace. I'm also wondering how much training they have, because, we keep hearing that the Russians lose. They've had massive casualties. And how many fighter pilots do they have? Or how many people are they rushing to train so they get them back up in the sky? So I'm not too sure, but this sounds, pretty amateurish to me. They said one Western source said earlier that an investigation was underway to check whether the drone was actually shot down. It was quickly clarified that it was a collision that occurred between the U.S. MQ-9 Reaper and the Russian Su-27 fighter. Not immediately clear why the drone was operating in the region. Well, yeah, it's over the Black Sea, seeing what the hell is going on. Absolutely. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Obviously, it's not a good sign when something like that happens. So there's been, unfortunately, a lot of fighting in Bakhmut. Zelensky is concerned. I think his wife has been pleading for more help, according to some sources. And then we've heard multiple casualties have happened on the Russian side. And so it doesn't look like the war is letting up anytime soon. But interestingly, politicians are starting to voice their concern on how much more support we give. And so Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that the Ukraine's war against Russia is not a, quote, vital national security interest for the U.S., and he called the war a territorial dispute. Now, I think Governor DeSantis is going to be announcing him running. I had seen him on his book tour, and he did amass a very, very large crowd. And it looks like he would have a lot of support. Not sure how he would fare up against Trump. Trump still has a lot of money and a lot of following. But you have a lot of people that are a little nervous about Trump and some of his baggage that DeSantis might not have. But the war on Ukraine is going to be something that I think whoever is going to be running for office needs to be extremely savvy on. And I think it's been proven that this is not a quick war. We thought this was something that was going to be over pretty quickly. We were fearing for the lives of Ukrainians and fearing that Putin, with his massive, massive army, would overtake them. And the second thing that this has proven is that the Russian military is not very good. However, we are going into now our second year. We've passed the year mark, going now into year two of this, and at any time, this could draw in multiple other countries. And when that happens, we could then be in a World War III conflict. I am no foreign policy expert, but I think Ukraine has been doing an amazing job staving off World War III by holding Putin off as much as they can. The problem we have is how much more money are we putting in? So, Republicans in Congress are demanding more scrutiny for the $113 billion in U.S. aid sent to Kyiv, and people are asking to see proof that that money actually did go to weapons and did go to Ukraine fighting. Ukraine has said, yes, we spent all that money on that, but it's understandable. People want to know. They also want to know politicians were putting that in their pocket. Whenever we are passing military packages and aid, there always seems to be some extra things added to these bills. So DeSantis's position is interesting in terms of it kind of signaling that he might not put the Ukraine war as much of a priority as other people have. And where I get a little nervous with this, he may be right, but where I get a little bit nervous is China's been watching. And I think everybody's like, well, what is China waiting for? What's China waiting for? China is waiting for American sentiment to become more isolationist and to say, you know what, we're done. And I think China is waiting for us to be exhausted financially from the Ukraine war. And the longer China waits, the more anti-money being spent sentiment. Because, I mean, look, we might have to be bailing out banks. We're offering to pay off student loan. We're offering to give, you know, people guaranteed income. The spending isn't stopping. And if they see that the U.S. is like, we're not spending, we're not going to be spending more, that's going to be their time when they move in. Now, I think we made some certain alliances and pacts, which we have always had with, you know, U.K., and I think we've been moving forward to being preparing to, you know, protect Taiwan in terms of a China-Taiwan attempted takeover. But Ron DeSantis is going to be a front runner in the GOP primary. And if he is echoing what many politicians, even though the current Republicans, high-profile Republicans like Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, said that aid to Ukraine should be the number one priority, DeSantis is pointing out we have some other priorities. And I'm mixed on that. I mean, you know, we have to secure the borders. We have to ready our military. We have so many other issues going on where we have homeless people not taken care of. We're ready to write off money that's supposed to be coming into America, which is going to devoid us of billions of dollars, writing off college debt. These are things that, you know, somebody needs to kind of go, okay, what? Somebody needs to look in, you know, at the purse and the wallet and go, what are you guys doing here? So DeSantis said, while the U.S. has many vital national interests, securing our borders, addressing the readiness crisis of readiness of our military, achieving energy security and independence, checking the economic, cultural, military power of the Chinese Communist Party, becoming further entangled in the territorial dispute between Ukraine and Russia is not one of them. He continued, the Biden administration's virtual blank check funding of this conflict for as long as it takes without any defined objectives or accountability distracts him from our country's most pressing challenges. So DeSantis isn't wrong in terms of saying that Biden isn't focusing on things in-house and there should be, with the money, actual accountability. So it'll be very, very interesting. The problem is you know, I see we need Ukraine still being able to fend off Putin. It's just my biggest fear throughout all this, which I said early on, is we might have needed to be a little bit more forceful and stop Putin early on, because this sucker could drag on for years. And then we're going to find ourselves billions of dollars into this when we could have maybe acted a little sooner. If we're going to be drawn into war, it would have been nice to head this off early on. So we'll see. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. I would really like to see our military strengthened. I would like to see a border wall, helping out our Border Patrol agents, as we're going to talk about in a little bit. Apparently the cartels were the ones behind the migrants in the border this weekend, saying that the border was open. Why is the cartel screwing with us? We're going to talk about that in a second. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Justice Department has joined the SEC in taking a closer look at the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Justice is focusing on stock trades that executives made in the days before the bank's collapse. The Consumer Price Index rose by 0.4% last month, by 6% over the past year. That's right where experts expected it to be. Facebook and Instagram parent company Meta is firing another 10,000 workers and will not fill about 5,000 open jobs. Tens of thousands in the Northeast have already lost power as a huge snowstorm's in progress. Airline delays and cancellations are piling up around the Northeast. More rain in California could fall as fast as an inch an hour in L.A. Along with that rain, winds gusting up to 50 miles an hour. And to the east, it means more snow. It's already so high around Lake Tahoe, snowplows have nowhere to put it. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys out there are Catholic? And I need to talk to my Catholic friends about this, because I saw a headline that Catholic priests may not need to be celibate much longer. That the celibacy was never written in stone, and that priests may be able to soon have sex. Now, you know, I'm Jewish, so most rabbis are married and you know, have families and kids. So I don't necessarily have many religious figures in my life who are celibate. And And maybe that's good because I would ask them about it. You know, if I knew any priest, you know me, I get all up in their business. I'd be like, so how is that? What do you do for urges? Are you allowed to masturbate? What are you allowed to do? You know, walk me through this because, you know, I want to learn. But, you know, celibacy is not easy. And Godspeed to any of those individuals that are putting faith first. But the Catholic Church is changing in terms of things that were a given, things that we thought that were never going to change, to attitudes towards things, attitudes towards abortion, attitudes towards birth control, attitudes towards marriage between people of the same gender. So it's going to be interesting to see if celibacy goes away too. So where this is coming from is Pope Francis, this is according to Fox News, said that there is no contraindication for a priest to marry. Celibacy in the Western Church is a temporary prescription. It is not eternal like priestly ordination, which is forever whether you like it or not. On the other hand, celibacy is a discipline. Now, you guys might know more. The Catholic Church began requiring celibacy in the 11th century. Now, according to this report, they're saying because clergy with no children were more likely to leave their money to their church. I thought it was because it's easier to pay attention if you don't have sex as a distractor. You know, when I go to an Orthodox temple, the women can't sit with the men. The women have to be separate. And there's a sheet or a curtain separating so you don't look at the men. Now, I find that very troubling because I have boys. So anytime I would go, I'm like, what are my boys doing? I mean, even though technically you could be with your children, the children could be on the women's side. You know, my boys, they want to be with the dudes. Like, I don't want to sit with the women and mommy. Like, we're going to be with the dudes. And also they get away with stuff. So I'm looking, I'm peering through the sheet, and I'm seeing my husband, you know, stare off into space, and the boy's like, you know, fighting and doing stuff. And I'm yelling, and I'm trying to yell across a temple when I'm not even supposed to be on the boy's side. And you can see my finger if you're kind of looking. If you're up there, all you can see is my finger shaking at them like, stop it, bad boys. And, you know, then they see me and I'm like, I'm still watching you. Okay. You know, no religion is going to keep me from whooping your butts. All right. If I think your tushy needs a butt whooping, I'm going to be there. So it's funny because, you know, I don't think it does the job it needs to. And in the Jewish religion, men are separated from women. So they don't have that distraction of, okay, well, is she looking at me? Is she? I mean, how many times have you been in church or temple and you're looking around? You're like, oh, yeah, you know, he's cute. She's cute. He's cute. You're not supposed to be doing that. Okay, you're supposed to be concentrating. So that's why I always thought there was that separation of sex from religion. But I think sex is necessary for health. I think sex, I mean, wouldn't you love to have, you know, people of faith propagate and have children that, you know, have that same sort of acclivity to, you know, I mean, these are good people. Wouldn't you want them to reproduce? I find it, yeah, so I've always kind of been a little confused, but I've understood that it was because you were devoting yourself to God. You aren't going to devote yourself to a partner and then have to deal with marital conflict and all that. But they're saying that there was another reason for that. So the Vatican banned sex among priests. So priests can't sleep with each other. They say Germany's Catholic Church has voted for a resolution demanding Francis to end the celibacy requirement for priests. When the Pope was asked if he believed ending the ban on sex for priests, he said everyone in the Eastern Church is married, or those who want to. Before ordination, there is the choice to marry or be celibate. Francis noted that before the interview, this was with journalist Daniel Haddad, he had met with an Eastern Catholic priest who works at the Roman Curia, and that this priest had a wife and a son. So does this mean that Western Church priests will be able to start having sex and getting married? That's fascinating. I don't know. I mean, things are changing. Boy, things are changing pretty fast. I've always been confused because I'll go up to somebody and I'm like, oh, you know, where's your kids? I'm like, oh, yeah, you don't have kids. Like, no, I do. I'm a pastor, so I do have kids. So, you know, for those of us that didn't grow up in the Catholic Church, my kids went to Catholic school, but for those of us that didn't grow up Catholic, you know, sometimes I get confused who's Catholic and who's not, and I don't want to say anything stupid. So I guess it would be easier if everybody does get to have sex. But I wonder how that works. How does somebody who's not able to have sex, I love the fact that I can have sex, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I mean, that is devotion. And I really admire people that can sacrifice things that they love, that are important to them, for God or for their religion. It's very admirable. But is it practical anymore? You know, is 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should priests be able to have a family? Should they be able to have kids? Should they be able to have sex? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember we kind of opened with how the baby boomers are now overtaken in terms of numbers of the millennials? But the millennials have a different type of resilience that baby boomers have because they have to expect flexibility. You know, there are things that we have ascribed to where we expected there never to be a change, there never to be any sort of debate on. And one of those things I always thought was, all right, a priest is celibate. That's just a given, that there's no variables, it's a constant. And even that is now being questioned. So everything is being questioned now. And it is, it's a fascinating time. I know it's kind of confusing and I'm fascinated to hear. I want to talk to my Catholic friends about that. Should Catholic church, you know, priests have that out? Should they be able to enjoy a family and propagate like anybody else? Or does that alter some of the, I guess, piousness that they would have? I mean, I do have to say, I mean, I'm very distracted. My husband and kids are very distracted. If I would be trying to pray still, you know, when I pray and the kids act up or the kids do stuff, for those of you that have ever been to temple with me, thank God they have a newsletter because I could take the newsletter and then I could very quietly, when the rabbi's not looking behind me, just go whack. And I could smack them upside the head with the newsletter when they act up. I'm very distracted because as a mommy, I need to be mommy. And they know my kids always act up. They used to always act up because they knew I'd be distracted. They knew that I wouldn't open up a can of whoop ass because one, there the rabbi was there. Two, there was everybody there. Three, I might have had to go up to sing or whatever. You know, I'm not going. The mayor's there. I'm not gonna. Right? So they would always get away. And then they knew that I would be so full of the Lord that I would forgive them by the time we got home. I figured out a way to whoop their butts in the middle of prayer. It's a gift. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL.
Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you have asked if dishwashers and laundry washers are not working up to speed and what could be going on, because you don't think your loads of laundry or your dishes are getting very clean. And I noticed lately, now I don't know if it's because whoever's washing the dishes isn't doing a good job washing the dishes in there, but I am noticing things are a little different. And I have been, over the past few years, washing things twice. And I don't like to waste water. I really don't. And I would rather one wash do the trick. So what I've started to do is wash less in case maybe my machines are feeling overwhelmed or are they getting old. I don't know. But I've also noticed that I just don't have the good super clean look of my dishes and laundry like I once did. And I've been buying the same soap. You know, there are new machines, roughly new machines, but they're energy savers. Now, I still like to, you know, do my part to help with the planet. And, even though I still will eat a hamburger, sue me, I don't think my burger is going to make much of a difference. But I do want to save water. But it looks like I'm not the only one. They say President Biden's Energy Department last month proposed new efficiency standards for washing machines that would require new appliances. So not our current ones, but the new appliances to use considerably less water in an effort to confront the global climate crisis. Those mandates are supposed to force manufacturers to reduce cleaning performance to ensure their machines comply. This is going to Free Beacon. Leading industry giants such as Whirlpool said in public comments, let me see, they said the mandates would force manufacturers to reduce cleaning performance to ensure the machines comply. That's what Whirlpool had said. They'll also make the appliances more expensive and laundry day a headache, they said. Each cycle is going to take longer. The detergent's going to cost more. And in the end, the clothes will be less clean, according to manufacturers. See, that's interesting. That was another given that I thought wasn't going to change. You have a washing machine, you know, they might do a better job washing. I didn't think there was going to be a push to do less. I also didn't expect that we were going to have to get rid of our gas stoves. That's interesting. There's a lot of changes. Things are really moving fast. I'm not good with change. So they say the proposed washing machine rules marks the latest example of the administration, you know, and their focus on climate change. The Energy Department published an analysis of its proposed cooking appliance efficiency regulations, which it found would effectively ban half of all gas stoves in the U.S. market from being sold. The department has also proposed new efficiency standards for refrigerators, which could come into effect 2027. They said collectively these energy-efficient actions support President Biden's ambitious clean energy agenda to combat the climate crisis. So here's the thing, mind you, okay, I don't like waste. I don't like that we waste food. I don't want to waste energy. I don't want to waste water. So as an American, I am open, and I think bipartisanly most of us are open to figuring out how we can have a better seal on our refrigerator, how to use our water in our washing machine more efficiently. We do have a water crisis despite the latest storm. I live in the Southwest. We're always in a constant state of drought. So, you know, I do think there does have to be a tension. I just don't like the idea of banning, and I don't like the idea where low-income families are going to get crushed if they can't afford the fancier, more expensive. I mean, already a new washer is expensive. One of my friend's moms might need a new washer. I was just kind of looking into what that's going to look like. It's like, dang. You know, and I get, you know, we're all supposed to be doing our parts. I mean, if you really want to do your part, you wash the shirt on a rock and you hang it up there with your bloomers and you use a clothesline and you let the wind dry the clothes. You don't use your electric dryer to save on energy. But that's not where we're at. Right now, we want the comforts of being able to. I mean, I guess my problem is are we being a little hypocritical? If we really want to save energy and save water, then we need to be doing things differently. We just spoke to that laundry expert from Purex and Henkel. And do I wash my clothes every day? Absolutely not. Underwear only one use. But do I have a pair of jeans that I could rewear? Absolutely. Do I have a shirt I could rewear? Pajamas? Well, my pajamas are really like my husband's shirt. Yeah, absolutely. And so I think, you know, there are things we could be revisiting. I think as we do wash our clothes, they don't need to be. I always do the quick wash. This way we use less energy. It's done quicker. I don't want to wait an hour for my laundry to get wet, and they seem to be clean. But are there some things you could clean by hand? When I go on a trip, I'll clean my kids' clothes by hand if I don't have a washer or dryer. I mean, if we really want to save, I mean, if we really want to save energy, we do things by hand. I mean, we grow our own food. We don't use a car. We walk. There's a lot of things where we we're not necessarily doing that. I mean, with COVID, we were talking about all this save the environment, and then we heard nothing about the environment during the COVID pandemic. Why? Because we were told to stay in our car and idle in our car and wait for our delivery or the food and to not go into a building. So all these individuals are now idling in their car in the summer heat with their air conditioning. We're spraying Lysol and disinfectants, which is affecting the ozone. We're putting plastic everywhere. We're using masks that are taking up paper and resources and killing birds and hurting coral because these things are getting dumped everywhere. During the COVID pandemic, all of a sudden, I don't know where the environmental police went. So, you know, rather than making dishwashers and mind you, if there's a way to be water efficient, that's fine. But if they say, you know what, it just can only have this less water, that's just a new random rule. And you're going to have people now start to do two loads every time. That doesn't solve the problem. I mean, maybe have, you know, hand wash day or come up with products that allow you to wash clothes in the sink, easy dry. I don't know. We're kind of missing the boat when we are really, really looking at how to be less. I mean, paper ballots. I thought we're trying to save the trees. Now all of a sudden it's all about mail-in ballots. Now we just added so much more paper use and ink use. I thought we were saving paper. So it just seems to me that we're not very consistent with our pushes to save and to do things that, you know, I mean, all this fake food and the packaging and the cereals and, you know, if you really want to save on energy and save on resources, serve at grocery stores much healthier food and not have all these packaged foods with plastic and paper and cellophane and crink. And I understand it's keeping the food fresh, but we have such a drive to eat fake food. We're using more energy than eating real food. Just a thought. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.